President Mahama will be inaugurating the multi-million dollar Bui Hydro project this Thursday, December 19. This follows the completion of the project located in the Banda district in the Bonohafu region. The Bui Generation Station is expected to produce 400,000 megawatts of power. On the impact of the project on the energy demands of the country, an energy expert with the African Center for Energy Policy, Mohamed Amin Adams, said the project will in the short term address some of the shortfalls in generation capacity.
The Bui Dam will significantly solve some of our problems today, but not in the future, because it is coming on with 400 megawatts. And for this year, when it is added to the T3 thermal power project, which brought in 132 megawatts, that will mean that we are able to add about 530, 540 megawatts to the generation capacity, which stood at about 2,200 to 300 megawatts before the first plant from Bui was switched on. And so by adding about 530, 540 megawatts this year alone is significant to address the shortfall we have today. But we also must recognize that any time any of our generating plants break down, then we are going to have a shortfall. For instance, the problems associated with T3 has led to some erratic power supply lately. And until we are able to bring T3 back on stream, the completion of B will not completely address the problems we have today. Therefore, it is important going forward to look at how we can increase generation capacity. Two reasons. One of these reasons being the fact that we do not have reserve margin. A reserve margin is required so that when any of our reliable plants or dependable plants, as we say, break down or are due for maintenance, we have something to fall on in order to continue with reliable supply of power. But at the moment, we don't have that reserve margin, which is supposed to be 20% of our total capacity.
Mr. Adams called on government to explore other sources of power to create a reserve margin.
Hydro sources are also limited because the total hydro potential we have is about 2,500 megawatts and about 1,600 already used in Akosombo, now Bui, and then Pong. What is left, the 900 megawatt, is scattered across 21 small hydro sites, which are also very expensive to develop as standalone projects. And so hydro is also not promising now. So what is left to us as the most viable option is thermal. But we are also challenged by security of gas supply because our own gas may not suffice us going into the medium term unless we are able to secure other sources of gas. That is why I believe government has decided to explore the potential for LNG, liquefied natural gas, as a viable option for supplying gas to our generating plants. And so we are challenged in several respects. And this is why it is important for us to examine the government plan of reaching 5,000 megawatt by 2016, which is certainly not realistic and unachievable.
Mohamed Amin Adams is the executive director of the African Center for Energy Policy.